As he looked for his group at the staging ground, Tony Glavanik saw this year's parade through downtown as particularly important.
I definitely think that the timing of this year's parade is very important because we do have a major ordinance before the assembly. And I think this is just another opportunity for the people of Anchorage to show the assembly and everyone who's watching that this is important to us and that equal rights are important.
For the past 2 weeks, the continuing public hearing over a proposal to include sexual orientation under the city's anti-discrimination ordinance has filled the Anchorage Assembly chambers with hundreds for and against the inclusion. Shirley Rivas is the stepmother of a gay son. Rivas had testified at the Anchorage Assembly's public hearing on the first night and continued to watch the testimony on subsequent evenings.
This day is very important to the gay community because of what's going on in Anchorage, and there's so much vitriol against this ordinance and against the gay community, and I think it's a blot on Anchorage, Alaska.
The community-wide debate seems to have impacted the size of the parade. This year's 28 units was the second largest for the parade. In 2001, the reaction to then-Mayor George Wirch's removal of a gay pride display in the Lusac Library a couple weeks earlier resulted in some 29 groups marching. A lawsuit forced the mayor to rescind the exhibit ban. Participant Gail Smoke agrees the parade is a chance for gays to reach out for political support, but he says it has even more importance on a personal level.
This is affirmation. I'm 62 years old, and this is my favorite year, a day all year, because I get to march in this parade, and I get to publicly declare that I'm gay, and I'm very proud to be gay, and from the side, you get affirmation.
Part of that affirmation came from people outside the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community who also joined the parade.
My name's Stacy. We're the LGBTQ youth. So we're just teenagers. We have people who are straight, bi, everyone, just hanging out, making a float.
We are the Rage City Roller Girls, which is Anchorage's roller derby league. We have a lot of gay fans. We want to show them our support and come out here and skate with them and roll along.
The 28 units in this year's parade included two from the Matsu Valley, as well as three Anchorage religious groups.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the students of the Gay Straight Alliance from Colony High School.
The parade preceded an afternoon celebration on the Delaney Park Strip and was part of a week-long series of events in Anchorage. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.